Arius chapter admish na tu haid Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Rabbi Yehuda Hakoin al Katana Basishel Shin Misais Lakoin. They testified about a minor who was married to a priest. Sheochelis Patruma, that she can eat truma. Kavan Shinichnasa Lachupa, once she has been into the chuppah. So this case over here is actually a continuation of what we did two Mishnahs ago. Again, her father had died, and her mother and brother had married her off, which they're allowed to do rabbinically. So over here, she can eat truma, but as we said before, it was only rabbinical truma. And what he's adding over here is it's from the time she enters the chuppah, even though, because she's a man and a young child, she's obviously not going to have relations with her husband until some time later. Nevertheless, that's not going to prevent her from eating truma. The time she can eat this rabbinical truma is from the minute that she enters the chuppah, afal pi shelo nivla, even though she hasn't consummated the marriage with her husband, because that's only going to come sometime later. Had Rabbi Yossi Hakon, next topic, Rabbi Yossi Hakon, Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav. So they gave testimony, al tinoikis shehurhana ba'ashkelon, about a minor child who, there was an incident in Ashkelon, and this child was taken as a pledge. So non-Jews came, and they took her as a pledge for money that was owed. So they took the child away, right? So now, what's the status of the child? They didn't know, had she been defiled, had she not been defiled, etc. You know, could she marry a Kohen? So there's big questions over there. Verichikua b'nait mishpachta, and so her family like hid her away. They wouldn't let her get married off over there. V'adeh me'idim oisa shelo nisra v'shelo nidma. And then what happened was witnesses came forward and they testified that she was not concealed and she was not defiled. Right, so the same witnesses, came and said she's been taken as a pledge, those very same witnesses testified that she was never defiled, right, in that time that these non-Jews took her away, that she was never defiled over there. And nevertheless, the family, you know, they still kept her hidden, they still wouldn't, like, you know, accept the testimony. So the sages said to these witnesses, "Imma minim atem shehurhana, you believe these witnesses that she was taken away as a pledge? Ha mini shelo nistra v'shelo nitma? How can you like not believe them that she was not defiled?" So you know, if you're going to believe that she was taken away, then you have to also at the same time believe them that she was not defiled. If you don't want to believe them that she was not defiled, alta minishurana, then also don't believe them that she was taken away. Either way, you look at it, you know, you've either got to believe the witnesses completely or don't believe the witnesses at all. But either way you look at it, the child is okay, and she can actually, in fact, even marry a Kohen, and there's no issues over here. So the sages over here kind of gave the family, you know, said to the family, acting improperly by like keeping her away and not letting her get married off.